Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome to the show.
All right.
All right. Glad you're here, folks. It is Friday, March 23rd, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Technical difficulties abounding, but you're welcome to be a part of the program. 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 800-313-9443. Mike in Tennessee, welcome back and go ahead.
Thank you so much. You know, while we were on the break there, I had a glass of milk, and it's 100% raw, unpasteurized milk. And the way I have to get this, I have to go to the dairy farm, and what I do is I bring them a dozen eggs, and I put some money inside that carton and happen to leave it somewhere, and they happen to find that money because you cannot pay them directly for the milk.
How strange.
See, they contract with a dairy company.
Yeah.
And two things there. One is they can't sell it to no one else, and they're not supposed to sell unpasteurized milk to anybody anyway.
So basically you stick down the distraction, the carton of eggs, with, of course, the payoff, and then you run and steal it technically.
Yeah, they just happened to they happened to take my little blue bottle that I have and put me 2 gallons in it.
That's great.
I actually do it, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I go in there, there's a room, you know, where they brought it in there, and I just get it out and put it in there, you know, help myself to it, and leave out and put that carton of eggs at a certain place that's in another building. And, of course, they know what's going on, and they wave to me, and I wave to them, and just go about our business.
I love it.
And so nobody knows. There's nobody in the whole world knows what I just did, see? And I get me 2 gallons of raw milk.
You know that you're on the radio right now.
Yeah, but you're going to have to follow me for a long time before I go to the dairy again. And so that's what I have to do to get raw milk.
Right.
Okay, and once you drink raw milk, it's like in another level.
Mm.
You know, it's just there's some, you know, it's like, I guess, eating a real tomato, you know, versus a picture of one, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, there's that much difference, you know. And so if everybody was on raw milk, they would be better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here's what I was wanting to say to you is, you know, yesterday I was watching TV a little bit, and they was trying to sell me on global warming. And when that first come out, like maybe 4 years ago, I looked into it, you know, and it's like, they're saying all this kind of stuff and all this scientific testing and everything. I kept going back, you know, and it said, yeah, and the United Nations wants to really help the whole world about this. I said, and, you know, and I'm looking at the documentation. I was talking to a guy. And I said, well, what does the United Nations want to do? How are they going to help on this thing? They said, well, they want to offer a little small tax. And with that little small tax, they're going to take that money, okay? In other words, they want to tax Frank just a little bit, okay? And they're going to pull that money up, and they're going to do something profitable with it and make it help global warming. And that's the only reason why they want to tax you, is just to help global warming. And I'm thinking, you know, now then, wait a minute. If they really was sincere in all this kind of stuff, they'd never even be thinking money, would they?
Mm, yeah. Right,
they'd be thinking end result, trying to fix it, don't
that's
you?
That's right.
Why do you come up with a problem that has a money thing instantly built into it?
That's an excellent point, my friend, and it highlights just how, you know, this thing is not set up to succeed in the environment, just merely to pad the pockets.
I don't even think there's such thing as global warming.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that.
All right, thank you, Frank.
Mike, appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Folks, back in three with more phone calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you joining us online, republicbroadcasting.org, and however you might be listening. Welcome. Our website, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. Taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Drew in Arkansas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guy, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm ready to fight them again.
I know you are. You're always raring to go.
Oh, man, I had to chime in. Mike from Chattanooga comes in. He steals my ideas, and he doesn't tell anybody where he got it.
Oh, he stole all your ideas?
No. He stole my idea, and he says, hey, I think I'll try that. And he doesn't bother to say that he got the idea about trading the milk for a dozen eggs with a few dollars. Okay, that's something I've been doing for about 15 years with milk people here in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, talking to dairy owners, you go out there and you say, hey, look, you know, I know you can't sell milk. It's against the law in this state, but there's nothing in the law that says that you can trade it, and I got a copy of it right here.
Nice.
Now, what does it say if I bring a stainless steel or a glass jug something down here to your milk room, and I fill it up, and I trade you a couple of dozen eggs, or maybe a dozen eggs, and I'll leave you a couple of Federal Reserve papers that are there. And I go out there, and I use these big old 5-gallon water containers that you get at Walmart for about $10.
Uh-huh.
I used to fill two of those up and haul them from Mississippi to Shreveport, Louisiana, to get so my mother could have fresh milk.
Wow. How long does that keep for?
Gasoline was only 87 cents a gallon, and I was driving a car that got 45 miles a gallon, too.
It's a long drive. How does raw milk keep longer than pasteurized milk?
Oh, yes, big
really?
Time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Big time.
Well,
and,
you know what?
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening out there, all you got to do is just in your local community, don't go out to one of the big dairies, Frank. I mean, some of these dairies out there, they got cows that don't look like cows anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth.
Okay? But you find you a mom and pop dairy that's got a contract with a small company, you know, somebody like Coleman Dairy here in Arkansas. They've been selling milk for over 100 years. Even Annie Oakley advertised. Remember Annie Oakley back in? Well, no, you're a baby. Annie Oakley advertised the Coleman Dairy milk back in the 50s and in early 60s, and in the reruns in the 60s. And you could, if you ever watch any of the Annie Oakley programs, you'll see an advertisement. If you catch the whole program that's got the captions and commercials, you'll see her advertise Coleman Dairy milk out of Little Rock, Arkansas, off of Asher Avenue. And that was in the days that Asher Avenue and the university were dirt roads.
Wow.
So, as a matter of fact, university, I'm not from here, Frank. You know that.
Yeah.
I learned that I got here 2 years after University Avenue was paved. And that was, I got here in 1987. So, and university is one of the main roads going north and south in Little Rock.
Yeah. Well, I try to avoid Little Rock as much as possible.
Give me a sale and I'll move. Buy my house.
Yeah, you know? I hear that.
My next door neighbor actually came forth and said she was interested. So I says, you get the loan and I'll be out of here. I need 3 days. Anyway, I called in to let you, to give you kudos, to give Mike from Chattanooga kudos for the show. The interesting points he's right on.
Yeah.
And to basically let the listeners know out there that you better get prepared because the Mark of the Beast is coming tomorrow morning here in Arkansas. The NAIS is being voted on by the legislature, and this is the first step in putting a chip in your children, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
And if you, any of you out there in Arkansas, you think that it's not important to take a couple hours off, I guarantee you, you're going to wake up and you're going to find some mandate, just like that Obama commercial that Obama didn't do. You're going to be like those people standing in the auditorium looking at this. Whatever she is, and they're going to mandate that you will have a chip. They're putting it in your passports. Why do you need a chip in the passports? You know, why do we need passports to travel from New York to San Francisco? That's what's coming. That's the next step.
Yes.
I'm mad. I'm mad as a heck. And I'm out there big time. By the way, I got my website dressed up with a direct link for you, so there should be some Australian people out there that's listening to the show, and Australia is not on delayed time. You know, the United States got real weird this year. They went to the daylight saving times 2 and 3 weeks before the rest of the world.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, instead of being 13 hours ahead of us out of Arkansas, Brisbane, Australia is only 12 hours now.
And well, good afternoon, mates.
Oh, yeah, it's right at the present time, it is close to 3:15 their time. I keep a clock on my computer just for them. That's where I keep my website, too, A Marine's Disposition, for anybody out there that wants the news. And I also did a favor for you, Frank.
Oh, yeah?
Other than the fact I've got your website that the War Man does a fantastic job on.
Amen.
Pray those people out there that can donate a few dollars to him. But I did one for you. I put a link on my website to I've worked up a full category of all the videos and brought all the videos and posted them on a page where all you got to do is click on up in the left-hand corner there where it says 911 videos. Click on that and you go to the web page, an insert web page. And then you've got all the videos that's been made.
Wow.
And we're not talking about one or two. We're talking, I think there's about 73 on there right
now. Wow. Fantastic.
And there's going to be a new one that'll be out this next month that somebody by the name of Lucas is putting together.
Oh, yeah?
And I hope to have that one. I'm going to buy it and post it up on there as well. And we got to get the truth out there. And, Frank, I wanted my primary reason to calling you tonight was to let you know that I really appreciate you doing this late-night show, because I know for a fact, that there are shortwave listeners around the world, especially some Marines I know specifically in South America that are listening to this show on shortwave, mm-hmm. because they're not allowed to turn their computers on after 10 o'clock at night and really? Listen to talk radio.
Hmm. Very interesting.
So to the boys, and I cannot say where they are because they sent me the money. I bought the shortwave and sent them the shortwave along with some homemade antennas and some diagrams to build your homemade water distiller.
Mm-hmm.
So they're distilling their own water, and a couple of them are really proud that you're out here, Frank. I needed to call and let you know. They can't call you,
yeah.
but they can listen to you.
Well, thank you, Drew, for that, and thank you to you guys who are listening. I certainly appreciate that, too.
With that said, what's the latest? What's the real latest news that you have that you don't know that you have?
The latest news that I have that I don't know that I have?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I know that you're passionate about Venezuela and sort of what's going on down there. I see a lot of different things happening in Venezuela that indicate that they're becoming more and more of a threat to the powers that be here in this country. So I think they might have jumped a few places on the old PNAC to-do list myself, in my opinion.
Well, they're doing things that they're giving people freedom, okay? They
really
are.
We just can't have that.
Just can't have. I mean, somebody the other day asked me about the roads. They
What's
asked
that?
Me about the roads in Venezuela, and I says the roads they're as good as they're good or better than they are in Arkansas.
Mm. Wow.
And that was one of the things. You do a show with the guy out of Coral Castles.
Oh yeah.
Edward Les Collin.
We've done shows on him. He's dead, but yeah, we've talked with the author of.
Oh yeah. About him. Anyway, the bottom line is there's a guy out there. I posted on my News and Views for tomorrow, and there's a guy out there that is emulating Edward moving these giant rocks with just magnets.
Wow.
Okay, or and gravity himself, no machinery whatsoever.
Now, who is that?
Astonishing.
Who is that?
I haven't got it. I don't have his name right now, and I can't bring it up because I tape your program. So
oh, I gotcha.
I'm taping your program. I can't look at all the videos and have something running on the background.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that we're going to be talking about these sort of different technological innovations next week on the show.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll come up there and let everybody know about my my transient voltage surge suppression process that saves mm-hmm. them energy.
Yeah, well, it's certainly something people need, that's for sure.
Especially
the business leaders out there.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, have you heard about this attack on the Texas border DA down in South Texas? They arrested him for some fraudulent charges because he was investigating some of George Bush's cronies and some activities that Bush did as the governor of the state of Texas?
No, I had not heard that.
I will send you a private copy of my News and Views, and you can look at it, and you
okay.
can do your own little investigation. But they've arrested him again, doing with some more false charges, and it's like a three-ring circus down there.
Yes, we've got some music there. Drew, if you have more, you're welcome to hang on, folks. We're going to take a short break. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
It In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our caller here, Drew in Arkansas. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I don't even know where I was. I listened to those commercials and I got lost. ladies and gentlemen, I do a talk show host, and I want to let you all know I started supporting Frank Whalen on July the 3rd, 2004, and up three of his archive shows from the were the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anybody out there that wants to say that there are no archives, they can kiss my posterior. The archives are there.
Okay.
I've been working on the archives since that day, and I put them over on DVD. And the only thing I get bent out of shape about is when somebody asks for a show, they yell and scream at me by sending me an email in all capital letters, and finally I just get to the point where I ignore them. I don't like to be screamed at. I mean, yeah. I scream. But when you want something, just be nice and say, you know, if you would, I'd appreciate it. And don't badger me about it, because I'm busy. There's days that I do, I go 18, 20 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
He once told me, he says, do you ever sleep? And I said, well, sometimes.
Yeah.
In between sunlight and sun up.
Yeah.
But you know,
I think that was
me
that said that to you, actually.
Yeah, some you did several times.
Yeah.
Welcome to Late Night.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you all the luck in the world with your show, and the listeners out there, you're not going to find anything better. I promise you.
You're a good man, Drew. You've always been wonderful to me, and I appreciate you more than you'll ever know.
I appreciate you more than you'll ever know, because you give me the inspiration to do my fight during the daytime and to unite these Marines around the world to let them know that there was a two-star general that is my relative, Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, and he stood up against these powers to be, and I'm beginning to look. I wished I had the where-to-for to grab his great-great-grandson, or not his great-great-grandson, but his great-grandson, and find a way to take a hair sample and see if Smedley was poisoned, because he died at 59 years old, Frank.
Mm. How soon after his statements?
Oh, he was standing up and writing "The War Is a Racket" in 1933,
yeah.
Died in 1940. Oh. But what was one thing that he was protesting? Any possible use of a war with Japan.
Really?
And he was adamant about it. He said he made several letters that the war with Japan would be forced on Japan by the powers to be and the corporations that were behind the scenes.
Wow.
And they were baited. Now, what Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, what he would have seen in May of 1941 was the deliberate movement of the United States Navy into Hawaii, Pearl Harbor. 80% of the United States Navy was in Pearl Harbor, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's the Navy today? Real close in the Mediterranean, in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Half of the Navy is located over there.
Wow, is it that much, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Stop and think about it.
Yep, that's a good point, brother. We might be gearing up for something big.
Anyway, learn where to get your milk, and learn how to network and trade. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, the listeners out there, network with your friends and neighbors. You may not be able to have chickens, but somebody you know maybe a mile away can have chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe somebody 5 miles away will have a little dairy barn or a couple of cows. And you just trade some chickens. One guy you can give money to buy his eggs. Another, so you buy an extra two dozen eggs, and you trade for a gallon of milk.
Yeah, it's the amazing barter system that people have forgotten all about.
I've done it for 15 years, and it's still...
Me too.
God bless you. I'll see you again tomorrow.
I look forward to it, my friend. God bless you. Sleep well, and I know you're going to have a wonderful show in the morning. So thank you for the call this evening. Fantastic stuff, folks. Just love Drew. The guy is incredible. He's passionate, and he just doesn't stop. The guy never quits. Fantastic stuff. So, you know, it's interesting when you're looking at all this stuff, and I think both Mike, his call, and Drew, and his call both highlighted a lot of the same things, which is, of course, preparedness, readiness, doing your best, I suppose, to prepare for any eventualities, finding ways and people in your community that you can use as a resource for things, whatever it may be. Well, maybe it's dairy, maybe it's eggs, maybe it's meat, whatever it is, folks, there are people around you. Now, you can get to know them now, and you can befriend them now while things are relatively calm and peaceful, or, you know, when everything falls apart. The question you'll have to ask yourself, and you'll find out really quickly, are they going to be friends or enemies? Stay with us. We're back in three. We'll do some news and whatnot when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Got about an hour and a half left in the program, and I'm enjoying our conversation with you guys very much. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on out there in the world. I mentioned, of course, a couple of things about how there has been a psychological pressure. I think we've all been feeling it. I was talking to Alistair Jackson earlier today, and he said everybody's kind of in a funk today. He said it's like we're all zombies. Not, of course, what he's talking about is not awareness per se, but just the psychological status of where everybody's at. Big things are happening, and, obviously here it's the 23rd, it's a Friday. Who knows exactly what's going to be going on today and in the near future, but we have to consider that this war with Iran is probably going to be kicking off soon. Who knows exactly what they'll find to rationalize it to make it all happen, but it would seem that the idea that Iran is supposed to be pursuing nuclear weapons just not going to cut it with people. People just are not buying that as a rationale for war. And of course, they've sort of spent any credit they might have with the American people on Iraq. I mean, Afghanistan was fine. It was in the aftermath of September 11th. People didn't really ask a whole lot of questions. Still don't get a lot of coverage out of Afghanistan, even though that conflict was never officially labeled as a victory. It's still continuing on. And in fact, it's ramping up if you take a look at it. So that is worth noting, too, and we may talk about that a little bit as well, because that's a it's a very interesting arena. I've got so many news stories sitting here in front of me, I'm not even sure which one we'll go with for the remainder of the program. But what I'm saying, in essence here, folks, is that there are so many elements out there. People are asking hard questions. We're on a time frame. We talked about that a little bit with Jim Mars last night, about where are we at and what's going to happen next. Will there be another attack? Will it be chemical, biological, nuclear, all of those things. I had a guy on the show who was pretty much the guy in charge of the entire nuclear arsenal for the United States of America, and he basically was talking about these suitcase nukes, which for the most part, been debunked by the media. They shouldn't be, because they are real. They're not typically what you'd expect, like a briefcase-sized nuclear weapon, but they are out there. And the polonium-210, of course, that whole thing with the Litvinenko and what was going on with him with the poisonings and whatnot. These suitcase nukes, the polonium-210 is used as the trigger for the suitcase nukes, and these things have a limited shelf life, if you will. They can only last for, 6 months to less than a, well, definitely less than a year, but 6 months or so. Now, if you given that time frame about this whole thing going down with the poisonings and when that occurred and where we are now, you can see, folks, that we're very, very close to that time frame. So that means that we might have less time, perhaps, before they attempt to detonate something, they being whomever. You can toss whoever in the mix there. But that certainly would be a way to pave the way to a rationale for warfare. And it would be a real tragedy to see, of course, these horrific things happen when, obviously, full well, if some idiot talk show host from Arkansas can figure this stuff out, then certainly you'd think that our huge expenditures going into to the war on terror, that they would be able to figure these things out. But again, it also makes you wonder just how much of this stuff is all just a big dog and pony show. How much do they know, and where is it all going to happen? So given the polonium-210 is effectiveness, and that is running out, given the fact that Tony Blair, who, much like George W. Bush and the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, have both sort of put a faith spin on their political direction. So is Tony Blair recently, saying that, people are saying, hey, he does what God tells him to do, and God told him to go into Iraq. Well, that's nice. God told him to go invade Iraq, and he did. Tony Blair will be stepping down soon. And Tony Blair right now, Bush has said it, that Great Britain is a big ally with the United States. And certainly where we go, they go, and where they go, we go. So as a result of that, you'd have to say that in order to have the right people in position to facilitate this conflict with Iran, or to facilitate aiding us in this conflict with Iran, obviously things have to happen pretty quickly. So I hope they don't. I really, truly do. I hope that this whole thing is... I hope I'm wrong. Hope we're all wrong. But at the same time, I don't think I am. I can always hope, though. All right, let's talk about the whole polonium thing a little bit, because I think that is interesting in terms of some of the connections about what's going on. Various people are being assassinated, or you could say having quote-unquote accidents, whatever you prefer. I got a news segment here that's pretty intriguing. First story from March 4th, Financial Times. An American who last weekend alleged on national television in the United States that the Kremlin was involved in the poisoning of a former KGB agent was on Thursday night shot near his Maryland home. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking into the shooting of Paul Joyal, a former director of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee and the editor of an intelligence newsletter on Russia. Richard Kolko, an FBI spokesman, said the law enforcement agency was, quote-unquote, assisting the police investigation into the shooting. Mr. Joyle was an acquaintance of Alexander Litvinenko, the former KGB agent who died in London last year after being poisoned with polonium-210, a radioactive isotope. Now, when they say poisoned, that implies perhaps that he was assassinated, in essence. And that was the claim that came out. On his deathbed, a statement was read that he supposedly had given to his friend to speak to the media, placing all the blame on Vladimir Putin and the former and now evolved KGB. I think they're called the FSB or something like that. But what I'm saying here, in essence, is that I don't think, I think the evidence suggests more along the lines that Alexander Litvinenko was not poisoned, he was not assassinated with the polonium-210, but rather was transporting it, he was smuggling it. He did, of course, have a lot of friends in the Chechen area. He did convert to Islam on his deathbed. These are things that are more indicative of maybe a smuggling operation. So it's very possible that he was not poisoned, as the story would say, at least not against his will, but rather he was inadvertently poisoned in the course of him smuggling this stuff. And again, polonium-210 needed to make a trigger on a suitcase nuke. Very, very interesting. So it goes on. Police would not confirm the details of the shooting or the condition of Mr. Joyle. However, a person familiar with the case said he was in critical condition in the hospital. While there are no indications that the shooting was linked to the Litvinenko case, it is unusual for the FBI to get involved in a local shooting incident. Apparently on NBC on Sunday, Mr. Joyle said he was, quote, absolutely suspected the poisoning of Mr. Litvinenko went all the way to the Kremlin. He said, quote, did Putin order it? We can't say that. I would find it hard to believe that this information, whatever it may be, has not filtered its way to the top, end quote, he said on the network's Dateline program. A person familiar with the situation said NBC had hired bodyguards for some of the journalists involved in the program. NBC declined comment for this story. Very interesting. So that came out on March 4th. This one came out the day after, March 5th, Financial Times as well. A former KGB officer who met a Russian intelligence expert just hours before his shooting in the United States on Sunday expressed doubt that the incident was related to the case of Alexander Litvinenko, a former KGB officer poisoned last year in London. Oleg Kalugin, the former head of KGB counterintelligence, who on Thursday evening met Mr. Joyle at Zola, the bar, a bar in the International Spy Museum building in Washington, said he would not rule out a connection with the Litvinenko case, but he said the shooting was more likely to be a local crime. Said Kalugin, quote, I have doubts because of the way it went down. It does not fit well with the pattern of security services in Russia as I know them, end quote. Police have not commented on the shooting, but a law enforcement official said Mr. Joyle, who remains in critical condition, appeared to have been the victim of a robbery. The official said he was shot after resisting two men who had robbed him. The case has raised interest partly because Daniel McGrory, a reporter with the Times who appeared on the same NBC program as Mr. Joyle, died 5 days earlier before the broadcast. There has been no official announcement about the cause of death, but he's believed to have died from a stroke. So that's very interesting. They're doing a show on Litvinenko, and one guy is shot down, the other one dies of a stroke right before the broadcast. I think that's very intriguing. It says there's been no official announcement about the cause of death. He's believed to have died from a stroke. Alex Goldfarb, a friend of Mr. Litvinenko, an acquaintance of Mr. Joyle, was also skeptical about Russian government involvement, but he too said he would not rule it out, saying, quote, it looks like a regular street mugging, but in Soviet times, when they wanted to organize a hit on someone, they would hire someone locally, end quote. Mr. Goldfarb, who met Mr. Joyle several weeks ago, said Mr. Joyle was pushing for Senate hearings on the Litvinenko affair and was hoping Mr. Goldfarb would testify. He said he had received a text message from Mr. Joyle before the shooting saying he was discussing the possibility of congressional hearings with Mr. Kalugin. So what we're seeing here, folks, is this whole little spy network is very, very, very complex, very convoluted, and everybody knows somebody. And every time a spy or an ex-spy or somebody referring to spies dies and or is attacked in some sort of mysterious circumstances, there's always somebody who's like, oh, yeah, I'm an acquaintance of this person, this person, this person, this person, all of whom are dead. I happened to meet with every one of those people an hour before they died, but just, you know, I'm not a suspect, of course. You know, it's just one of those things. It start to wonder about these things. So anyway, very, very interesting along those lines. And then there's more, of course. This one from the same day, March 5th, Associated Press. A military correspondent for Russia's top business daily has died after falling out of a window, and some media allege today he may have been killed for his critical reporting. Ivan Safronov, the military affairs writer for Kommersant, died Friday after falling from a fifth-story window in the stairwell of his apartment building in Moscow, said officials. His body was found by neighbors shortly after the fall. With prosecutors investigating the death, Kommersant and some media have suggested foul play. Said Kommersant, quote, "The suicide theory has become dominant in the investigation, but we all those who knew Ivan Safronov, categorically rejected," end quote. His colleagues and relatives have described him as a strong, cheerful person who would be extremely unlikely to kill himself. In a report that may have been aimed to quash speculation of foul play, a Tartas news agency quoted an unidentified law enforcement source as saying investigators had, quote, "not even any minimal information," end quote, pointing to the possibility of murder. Safronov, who had served as a colonel in the Russian Space Forces before joining Kommersant in 97, frequently angered the authorities with his critical reporting. He was repeatedly questioned by the Federal Security Service, the main successor of the KGB, which suspected him of divulging state secrets. No charges were filed because Safronov was able to prove that his reports were based on open sources, said Kommersant. In December, Safronov angered authorities when he was the first to report that the third consecutive launch failure of the new Bulava intercontinental ballistic missile, which President Vladimir Putin hailed as the basis for the nation's nuclear might for years to come. Authorities never acknowledged the launch failure. So he was the reason why we got that in the media. It says, Russia is among the most dangerous countries for journalists, plagued by attacks on reporters who seek to expose political corruption and other abuses. The problem was highlighted by the October killing of Anna Politkovskaya, an investigative reporter and a harsh critic of human rights abuses in Chechnya. The New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists said in January that 13 Russian journalists have been murdered in contract-style killings since 2006. 13 and within the last year. That's a lot, folks. Making Russia the third deadliest country for journalists after Iraq and Algeria in the last 15 years. So it just goes on and on and on. More and more suspicious deaths. You know, when Mike called in earlier and was talking about how everybody has to toe the line, it would seem that that's the case with journalism. And I made the connection, of course, to the 2004 presidential election and sort of the clampdown on media who were a little too skeptical of things. If you weren't toeing the line, then you were shut down. How many people did we see step down or retire or get fired as a result of reports critical of either candidate, honestly? This one from the AP, March 6th, so just the day after these stories. A journalist who fell to his death from a fifth-story window had received threats while gathering material for a report claiming what? This is Mr. Safronov, Ivan Safronov, the one who we talked about, who blew the whistle on a great many things. And he was repeatedly questioned by the successor to the KGB, the Federal Security Service, I think they're called. Yes, or FSB. I don't know where the B comes from, but it means something in Russia, I'm sure. Anyway, so he was about to break a big news story when he fell to his death accidentally, or perhaps he was committing suicide because he was so unhappy that he got this big scoop as a reporter that he killed himself. But anyway, a journalist who fell to his death had received threats while gathering material for a new report which claimed that Russia planned to provide sophisticated weapons to Syria and Iran. It's according to his own newspaper. Prosecutors have opened an inquest into the death of Ivan Safronov, a military affairs writer for the Daily Kommersant, who died Friday in what some media said could have been murder. Kommersant reported that Safronov told his editors he would write a story about Russian plans to sell weapons to Iran and Syria via Belarus, but they said he had not yet submitted the article. Kommersant said Safronov recently told colleagues that he had been warned he would face a criminal investigation on charges of revealing state secrets if he reported allegations that Russia had struck a deal to supply highly advanced Iskander missiles to Syria. If confirmed, such a contract would upset the balance of forces in the Middle East and likely anger Israel and the U.S. So very, very interesting stuff there. Now, we've talked about this before. Russia has a vested interest in Iran being where they are and doing what they're doing. Okay, because obviously Russia has a very lucrative deal to finish the Bashir nuclear facility and many, many more. I think it's valued, that contract is valued at somewhere over $1 billion. Iran has the second largest natural gas reserves on the planet, the second largest oil reserves on the planet. So, you know, Russia, would have a vested interest in keeping Iran independent. And if they could not do that, in order to prevent Iran from being overtaken by the United States, I really firmly believe that Russia would invade Iran first. Now, that may seem a little bit unlikely, and it is to a certain extent, but that's only if, you know, we are planning on going in there. So if Russia was planning on arming Iran and Syria to repel a U.S. or Israeli attack, and that got out, which, you know, oops, it's out. But the point is if there is some substantial evidence behind this, that would certainly drag Russia in on the side of Iran in the event of another conflict, which, you know, is no surprise to me at all, and I'm sure it's no surprise to you. If you look at it, the sides are virtually drawn for a World War III type of scenario. Okay, you certainly would have Iran and Syria linked together by defensive cooperative agreements. They would be involved. Venezuela would probably be in there. China and Russia would probably be in there, and I'm sure more countries as well. But it just goes on and on and on, my friends. And obviously, I've babbled this to the break. Stay with us. We're back with more news and analysis and highly opinionated me in 3 minutes, too.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Awake on my airplane, my skin is bare. My
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're just talking about this very interesting story. Ivan Safronov, the military affairs writer for the Daily Kommersant out of Russia, was, he committed suicide, unexpectedly, of course. And I should point this out as well, folks, that I am in no hurry to meet my maker. I will never commit suicide. So if you hear that I have, you'll know it's a lie. But I just feel the need to include that. Anytime one of these suspicious deaths starts to, make the rounds, I always feel the need to clarify that. Anyway, so it goes on about how he's going to write about Russia was planning on supplying these very, very advanced missile technologies to Iran and Syria. And he had been killed off, of course. So it goes on. Safronov did not say where the warning came from, according to Kommersant, but he had repeatedly been questioned in the past by the FSB, the main successor to the KGB. Kommersant reported that before his trip to an international arms fair last month in the United Arab Emirates, which we reported on, Safronov said he would try to confirm indications that Russia planned to sell S-300 missiles to Iran and Su-30 fighter jets to Syria via Belarus. Safronov later called his editors from Abu Dhabi and said that he had received the necessary confirmation from Russian officials who attended the exhibit. Upon his return from the trip, it said, Safronov told colleagues that he had just learned about Russian plans to provide Syria with Iskander missiles, MiG-29 fighter jets, and Pantsir S-1 air defense systems. The Iskander, a sophisticated surface-to-air missile with a range of 175 miles, would give Syria the capability to strike targets in Israel with high precision. Israel has complained about past sales of anti-tank missiles to Syria, saying that some had landed in the hands of the militant group Hezbollah. Russia has been plagued by attacks on reporters who seek to expose official corruption and other abuses. The problem was highlighted by the October killing of Anna Politkovskaya, an investigative reporter and harsh critic of human rights abuses in Chechnya. So it just goes on and on. On and on. We got a couple other things that are very intriguing. This one came out of RIA Novosti out of Russia on the 6th as well. Two U.S. citizens were hospitalized February 24th in Moscow with a serious illness and have been diagnosed with possible thallium poisoning, said the Federal Service of the Oversight of Consumer Protection and Welfare on Tuesday. Marina Kovalevskaya, age 49, and her daughter Yana, age 26, were initially rushed to an emergency ward at the American Medical Center in Moscow, later transferred to the, Sklifoskovsky First Aid Institute. A woman for the service declined to reveal any details except saying that, quote, the Moscow Department of Health has been working on the diagnosis. However, a spokesman for the Moscow Department of Health said that in turn, quote, all information about the condition of the patient should be obtained via relatives or the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Thallium, a chemical used in rat poison and insecticide, has no smell. It's tasteless and can be easily dissolved in water. As in the case of former Russian intelligence officer Alexander Litvinenko, who died last year in London, doctors presumed that he was poisoned with thallium initially. Later, a closer medical exam revealed a large dose of polonium-210 in his body. So a little bit of a connection there. Now, it goes on to follow that up. This is from Atartas on the 3rd, no, excuse me, March 11th. It says, Yana Kovalenskaya, one of the American women who got poisoned with thallium, believes that the poisoning was purely accidental. She said the only place her mother ate together was a five-star hotel in downtown Moscow. Saturday, American doctors confirmed the diagnosis issued by the Russian counterparts as poisoning with thallium. Now, we're going to go back a little bit here and give you some additional backstory on that. And then we'll do all that when we come back here with our fourth and final hour, folks. Stay with us back in 90 seconds or more, Frankly Speaking Radio.